From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
With millions of people out of work, the poverty rate in the United States is the highest it's been in more than 15 years.
The Census Bureau
has just released a report that paints a grim picture of what households were up against last year. NPR's Pam Fessler joins us with what analysts are describing as a disturbing snapshot of the economy.
Says the result is that Chinese exports remain relatively cheap, and that hurts American businesses.
For years, American workers have not been able to compete on a level playing field because of China's policies. And now they're struggling to secure jobs in the midst of a slow recovery from the global economic crisis.
Dodd says China's economic policies have led to huge trade deficits and the loss of American manufacturing jobs. In the latest evidence of that, the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit in the second quarter rose to its highest point in 2.5 years. President Obama says narrowing that trade deficit is one reason he has set a goal of doubling U.S. exports over the next 5 years, which he says will create new jobs.
The world wants to buy goods and services made in the United States, and our workers are ready to produce them. That's why 6 months ago we launched the National Export Initiative.
The president speaking.
We're experiencing technical difficulties, and hopefully we'll have more details on that report out of the Census Bureau about the rising poverty rate in the United States. Let's turn to other news. We're hearing that from Baltimore police that a doctor has been shot at Johns Hopkins Hospital in that city, and a suspect is holed up inside. Authorities say they don't know about the doctor's condition. Like his predecessors, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has been pressing China to let its currency, the yuan, rise in value against the dollar. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International tells us, Geithner is showing that it is frustrated with China's lack of progress. And he spoke in testimony before the Senate Banking Committee.
After letting the yuan appreciate from 2005 to 2008, China resumed fixing its exchange rate with the dollar. And while it said in June it would adopt a more flexible currency regime, Geithner says the yuan's rise against the dollar since then has been unjustifiably small. Echoing the International Monetary Fund, Geithner calls China's currency significantly undervalued. That boosts its exports while making imports more expensive. Stopping just short of threatening trade retaliation, Geithner says China's actions will be taken into account in deciding whether to brand China a currency manipulator in its forthcoming foreign exchange report, and says the administration is examining what mix of tools it might use to encourage China to move more quickly. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 18 points to 10,555. This is NPR News from Washington. Pope Benedict XVI, on a four-day visit to Britain where he acknowledged the Roman Catholic Church failed to act swiftly in addressing child sexual abuse by priests. He told reporters today that the Vatican is committed to helping sex abuse survivors heal. A summit of European Union leaders was due to discuss new plans for economic governance and foreign policy priorities, but is likely to end up dominated by escalating tension over France's expulsion of Roma, commonly known as gypsies. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on how the matter has made it to the top of the leaders' agenda.
There are sure to be some tense moments around the summit table. Tuesday, EU Justice Commissioner Viviane Reding announced angrily she's planning legal action against the French government for targeting Roma for deportations after it promised her it wasn't. Reding further infuriated the French government by comparing its Roma policy to actions of the Nazis. French President Nicolas Sarkozy then suggested Reding's native Luxembourg should take the migrants. Commission President José Manuel Barroso is trying to tamp down the acrimony.
Expressions used in the heat of the moment may have given rise to misunderstandings.
Reding has now acknowledged there shouldn't be parallels drawn between France and Nazi Germany. And though Sarkozy made no comment as he arrived for the summit, he's unlikely to hold his tongue inside. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Hurricane alerts are in effect on Mexico's eastern Gulf Coast, with Hurricane Carl now on the way. The storm has already unleashed torrential rains on the Yucatan Peninsula as it moved toward the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to grow. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.